Hello, and welcome to Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. This is a podcast about health, fitness, and bodybuilding. You'll hear from many great guests and a lot of great conversations. This podcast began in conjunction with the 2020 Chattanooga Fitness Expo at the Tivoli Theater in Chattanooga, Tennessee. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we've had to reschedule the Chattanooga Fitness Expo for June 2021 at the Tivoli Theater. More information to come about our event at a later date. And now, let's get started with this edition of Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. I am Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group, and joining me is my co-host, Chattanooga's very own IFBB pro bodybuilder, Matt Davis. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Sean. Great to be back.
Hey, glad to have you back. And we're still living this coronavirus pandemic, and the world of bodybuilding has changed quite a bit.
Yeah, as far as I know, I know I haven't seen that there's been any shows. I haven't talked to anybody that's seen or been to shows, you know, so you know, from that perspective, it's really, you know, it's just like everything. Yeah. You know, it's a different normal.
No question about it. And I understand that the Knox Classic has just been canceled.
Yeah, and I think that was scheduled for the first Saturday of August, and that's traditionally just an excellent, excellent show. A guy named Beano Wallace is the promoter there. I know him, and he does a fantastic job. And you know, every you see that kind of stuff, and it's, you know, even though I kind of have this in the back of my head, like it's going to be hard to get anything going, it's still, you know. You know, turns your stomach a little bit when you actually hear the official announcement.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
it's tough.
Well, you and your wife own the train station. For those that are listening, it may not know. And you train what, 25 to 30 people that compete on a regular basis in bodybuilding?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of come and go as the shows are. So I mean, we'll have an influx of people that would like to have help getting ready for a show. So obviously this year, you know, we had a kind of a strong start with that, and then you know, a lot of people fell on tough times as the gyms were closed also. So
yeah,
from the competitive bodybuilding competition standpoint, you know, it's this been a tough year.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for 2021.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then, of course, when you add in what this country has been going through with protests and
right.
the racial diversity and so on, it has been an unbelievable year. No question about it.
Yeah,
nothing's been normal.
Yeah, and you know, it shows that you never know what's going to happen. Like who could have ever predicted we were going to have a year like this?
Yeah, no question. Of course, on the bright side, at least this is tentatively planned. It was just announced recently that the Tennessee State Show was going to be moved from Nashville here to Chattanooga.
Right. Yeah, that's huge news in bodybuilding. A, we might get to see a bodybuilding show, number one. And I know Alan Sizemore, the promoter of that show, and he's done nothing but first-class work since he's taken that spot over. So it's also going to be a very, very good show. So we can only, you know, we hope that comes to fruition and that's going to work out.
So it'll be July the 25th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. And also the Chattanooga Marriott is the host hotel. So if you're someone that's listening to this podcast and you live outside the Chattanooga area, you can stay at the Chattanooga Marriott. But as it stands right now, this event is going to happen. However, folks, keep in mind that are listening, with this pandemic, there is a guarantee for nothing after today. I mean, things can change. We're seeing the numbers rise. We didn't think we'd be in this situation with a pandemic as it is. So if the numbers continue to rise, then the local government officials in Chattanooga may, you know, prohibit an event like this to happen. However, we can only keep it in our prayers and keep our fingers crossed that this event is going to happen, and the coronavirus numbers have not gone up in Chattanooga and Hamilton County.
Right. I kind of look at things like this, you know, you go into it and try to be as optimistic and possible, you know, and positive as possible. Because at the end of the day, you know, sitting down and talking about doom and gloom really isn't going to help anybody out. So
yeah,
it gives us all something positive to hopefully look forward to and think about.
Yeah. Well, we've got an exciting podcast coming up today.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
We've had a lot of great podcasts so far, and this is no different. We're going to be having a guest that's a Chattanooga hometown bodybuilder and a guy that you've known for a while, Bo Weiss.
Yeah, he's another one, you know, when we're having these conversations about these, you know, the bodybuilding community and who has kind of etched a legacy in to the Chattanooga, you know, bodybuilding community. You know, mm-hmm. he can't be left out now. But he was the 2018 Mr. Tennessee, won the Knox Classic the year before that. And I also think he's a familiar face to a lot of people that go to the gyms here, because I think he works out at every gym in town.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I see him at Goals where I go from time to time. And I know he goes up in Cleveland down in Fort Oglethorpe.
Right.
So he has got several gyms that he frequents. But we're going to be talking to him. And so this is going to be another great Chattanooga Fitness Expo download, and we hope you enjoy it. We're going to take a very quick break, but when we come back, we've got a lot more Chattanooga Fitness Expo download to come in just a moment. Stay with us.
Calling all homeowners and wannabe homeowners. Hi, it's Sean Whitfield. Join Amanda Battles with Keller Williams Realty and myself every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show that's all about your home, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. I am Sean Whitfield, along with IFBB Pro and Chattanooga's very own Matt Davis. All right, Matt, it is time for us to introduce our guests, and they're joining us here in the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga studio, and he is the 2018 Mr. Tennessee and also, of course, an NPC bodybuilder, and that is Bo Weiss.
Correct.
Did I get that correct, Bo?
Correct.
Bo Weiss. Bo Weiss. All right. I want to make sure I get it right. So, Bo, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Become a big fan of the show. Been listening every month to all the podcasts. So,
well, good deal.
Matt originally reached out to me last week, and uh-huh. when you're in prep, I won't say life's boring,
because yeah.
prep's never boring. There's always food to cook, cardio, uh-huh. but it tends to get bland. So you do the same routine every day. You see the same people every day. So mm-hmm. anything to get out, talk about fitness and bodybuilding, just step away from the normal grind of prep. So
yeah.
thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for checking out our podcast. You know, when Matt and I started thinking about this idea and putting it together, we thought, well, we'll do this on the heels of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And when that didn't work out because of the COVID-19 that we're all going through, we thought, you know, we're just going to continue this, because there's a place in Tennessee, especially in Chattanooga, to hear about and keep up with and discuss bodybuilding and discuss health and discuss fitness. And we just decided we're going to keep this thing going. So I hope all the bodybuilders and health nuts and gym nuts like we are enjoy this and continue to download our podcast each and every month. And of course, you can find it in numerous locations, from iTunes to Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and others. So again, we'll be doing this on a regular basis. Well, Bo, let's start off and let's talk about you. I want to know a little bit about you, and for those that are out there listening that don't know you, tell us, how did you get started in bodybuilding?
Well, I think it started with my whole life. I competed, played baseball, football, went on to college, played football, played my 4 years there. I was All-American my senior year. So college is over, and you sit back and you say, what's next? You've mm-hmm. been competing your whole life, and then just one day you don't have nothing to compete for. So out of college, I started playing slow-pitch softball, basically, just a way to keep a competitive edge. With me working with one of my jobs on the weekend, it was kind of hard, because most of your competitive softball around here is played on the weekend, so it's kind of hard to break free every weekend and go travel and play competitive softball. So mm-hmm. I actually got started into bodybuilding. I lifted all through college for football and stuff, but one of my late great friends, Dallas McCarver,
oh yeah,
he actually, we went to we played football at Bethel University together in West Tennessee. So he actually came up to my dorm room one night and he says, "I think I'm done with football." He goes, "I think I'm just going to start bodybuilding." And Dallas, I mean, Matt knows Dallas. Dallas has always had great genes. He's been a big guy his whole life. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it. I had no real means to want to compete myself.
So you and Dallas started at the same time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what year approximately would this have been?
Let's see. He won his pro card at North Americans in 2014. I'm wanting to say this was 2012.
So we're not talking that many years ago.
No, not very long at all.
Wow.
So he actually came up to my room, said, "I want to start competing." So we laid out a game plan, and we started going to the gym every day. Switched up to lifting, of course. You know, there's strength training, and then there's more bodybuilding lifting. So we started gearing more towards bodybuilding style lifting. Like I said, I had no really any urge to compete myself. I was more trying just to be in Dallas's corner. I just liked watching him go through the grind. I'd say I liked, well.
You liked it too, though. Come on.
I liked it too. I lived the lifestyle, but let's just say this. I like food too much.
Yeah.
And I always say the best bodybuilders are the best eaters, but my thing was I was eating all the bad food. So yeah. The getting up, doing cardio, the lifting, that was never an issue for me. It's just I always had a problem with the diet. So I was more just there for him, moral support, be there. And so he, like I said, he went 2 years. We trained pretty hard. He went and got his pro card at North Americans in 2014.
And how old would Dallas have been during this timeline? Do you recall?
Oh, me.
Maybe mid-20s?
He was the youngest bodybuilder at the time before Cody Montgomery got it. I'm wanting to say
he was 21, I think.
Yeah.
When he turned pro.
Okay. And you and Dallas are about the same age.
No, I had already played my 4 years of football. He was coming in as a freshman.
Okay.
So my birthday is actually Sunday. So I'm going to be 35 on Sunday.
Okay.
So he went and got his pro card in 2014. And basically he's like, "It's your turn. You need to do a show." So I said, "I'll do it." And so my first show was actually the Battle on the River. And I did that. Let's see, that would have been 2016. So 2016, I did it. I started prep at 309 pounds. And I got on stage at 185.
185?
Yes, it was probably.
That sounds like Tony. That's even beyond Tony McKinney numbers.
It was.
I was there. It was brutal. That ain't no stretching it either.
It was brutal, but that's one thing. When me and Dallas, when we moved back to Chattanooga, we were at the train station. So we owe a lot to Matt and Julie. Basically, that was our home gym for the longest. It was between there and at the time it was the Rush in Hickson. We were going back and forth. So I basically started my bodybuilding around all these guys, Matt and Jim and all them.
So you're sitting in the room with a mentor.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely.
I'll tell you a quick story about Bo because you know, he wasn't competing back then. He would tell you like he wasn't getting ready for a show. I would be training, you know, there was one year I had like a bunch of guys getting ready for a show and it's like, you know, "I don't feel like training today. Did you get your cardio in?" "No, I'm tired." And I'm like, we've watched these dudes train. I'm like, "He's not even doing a show. Like, do you like look at what he's doing? He's doing it because he thinks it's fun." Like, you know. So I don't know. To me, that always kind of reinforces when you see people that train like that. It's there's a bigger thing in there other than just, "Hey, I got this show in 3 months, and I guess I'm going to force myself to go to the gym to get ready for this show." And, you know, that never works. You know, the guys that wind up being like the champions at the end of the day, they're going to train. If all the shows get canceled from now to the end of eternity, Bo's still going to be in the gym training. Like, he, you know, and it's unfortunately, I don't know that you can say that for everybody that competes.
Yeah.
But I always used him because they would go at it. Like, I always go back to that one leg day. I was training a guy. Me and him still talk about it. And y'all did like five sets of five on squats. Then you do like 10 sets of 10 on hack squats. And it's like, God, they got to be done, right? No, then they go outside and they're doing weighted lunges. And I mean, it just seemed like on and on and on and like not light weights. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like 500-pound squats, like tons of plates on the hack squat, you know, weighted, not body weight lunges, like with a barbell on the shoulders, you know, and it was
Did you just, have enough weight at the train station?
It was just crazy. Well, for them to use on that thing, I think they had to just carry all that to the next machine.
Yeah, but we used to always have leg days out there at the train station on Saturday, but we would devote just a whole day of doing nothing after that because we would be completely useless after we got through training.
I was going to say, was there a place out back where you go to puke after a hard leg workout?
I'm sure there was. Like if they didn't do any puking after that, then
they didn't work hard enough.
I don't know what would make somebody puke.
Oh goodness. So you competed in the Battle of the River was your first competition. So what happened at that? Where did you come in? Where did you score?
So Dallas prepped me for the Battle in the River, and like I said, I always took everything to extreme. I'd always do more cardio than he told me, and I sacrificed a lot of muscle. So my first show, like I said, I went from 309 to 185 and I lost a lot of muscle, but I did novice with it being my first show.
And how tall are you?
I'm about 6 foot. Six foot, 6'1".
So at 309, I can only assume you would consider yourself overweight.
Well, that was football bow. Yeah, okay. So that was definitely offensive lineman, football bow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was definitely overweight. I was definitely out of shape. Like I said, I took the training and the cardio part serious, but I wasn't taking the nutrition part. And anybody knows, you can go out here and get a Formula One race car and put unleaded fuel in it. At the end of the day, it's not going to go far if it goes anywhere at all. So once I cleaned up my diet, I seen that I could actually do it. Like I said, the training part, the mentality was always there. It was just more about cleaning up the diet with me. So I did my first show, 185. I won my class in novice. I actually got fifth in the light open heavy, who Darren won my class, Darren Johnson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He won the class that year. And so in 1 year, I was hooked. Once you do a show, I think you either love it or you hate it. Mm-hmm. And I was hooked. I loved the lifestyle. I was actually liking the food I was eating. And so it's something that me and Dallas did all the time together. We always trained together. I mean, it was our lifestyle for us too. Mm-hmm. So I did the Knox Classic the year after. So I weighed in at 185 at the Battle of the River.
Yeah, listen to this.
And then I stepped on stage at the Knox Classic a year later. It was actually a year and a month at 235. Mm. And I won my class, I won the super heavy, and I won the overall.
Wow.
So I won the Knox Classic. And then the year after that, 2018, I did Mr. Tennessee, and then I won my class super heavy, which I went against a kid that looked very, very good. He had a great vacuum pose. I mean, he looked really good. And then I won the overall, and I was the 2018 Mr. Tennessee. So
what did you weigh at that show?
I only put on 10 pounds of stage muscle. I weighed in at 245.
Okay.
At the 2018 Mr. Tennessee. Had some personal issues happen in 2019, so I took time off from stage. And honestly, kid you not, my goal this year was, I think me and you met in either January or February. It was before the coronavirus. We met at the gym.
Yeah.
And you told me about the show. And that's one thing I will say about Chattanooga and Tennessee. There's great bodybuilders in Chattanooga. There's great bodybuilders in Tennessee. We got Mr. Olympia right up the road in Nashville. But people like Matt, Ralph Patey, there's a list of them, but I've always heard of Mr. Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I think y'all took some time off from having the Mr. Chattanooga.
Well, there was, I guess, Vic or some, well, not Vic. There was someone out of East Ridge that put on the Mr. Chattanooga. And we think the last time it was put on was, what, 1996?
1994. And Chuck Carter was
Chuck
the winner.
Chuck Carter. Yes.
Yeah.
Good old
so
Chuck.
So Chuck is still the reigning Mr. Chattanooga.
Yeah.
26 yeah. years later.
Yeah. Do you know a guy by the name of Mark Hutton? Ever heard of his
name? The name sounds familiar.
Okay. Mark Hutton and I put on the Tri-State Bodybuilding Championship and Miss Fitness competition at the Memorial Auditorium in 1992 and 1993. And so I was a part of that. It was in the community theater at the Memorial Auditorium. And we didn't, you know, call ours the Mr. Chattanooga or anything. And then I took a break from, you know, promoting any shows for a while. And still, you know, the gym and bodybuilding has been my passion and lifestyle since 1990. But we've continued to hear where, you know, bodybuilders, amateur level, wanted to see a Mr. Chattanooga again. I know Matt and I have talked about it, and we decided that no better time than now.
Yeah,
and so that's something we've got coming up next year.
And whenever me and you spoke in January, it definitely, I mean, I'd like to say I have the Mr. Knoxville title, I have the Mr. Mm-hmm. Tennessee title. It'd be always be nice to have a Mr. Chattanooga title. So that was the ultimate goal this year, was actually to do the show. But due to the virus and everything and the cancellation. So I was already prepping. So
do you know Tony McKinney?
I do know Tony.
Well, Tony has expressed that he would love that title too.
He would.
So you guys would make a great competition.
And Ralph.
Ralph.
See, what we could do is put the three of them together on the microphone, except nobody would get to talk except for Ralph.
Yeah.
That'd be the only thing, but...
Yeah, Ralph, Tony's said it here on Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download, that he would love to go head-to-head with Ralph on the stage, because, you know, both those guys are in their late 50s.
Yeah.
So...
they were all three at one time talking about doing it, Chuck, Ralph, and...
Yeah, we had Chuck, but I think Chuck has decided that he wants to be the one that crowns the next Mr. Chattanooga, since, as far as we know, he's the last one. So it's going to be fun.
It would be awesome. And, you know, as many times as I did the battle at the river, the they've had that almost two decades now. Mm-hmm. And that's the show in Chattanooga. But I never could say I won Mr. Chattanooga. You know, it was just, it's like this mythical title that that guys our age, and I mean, certainly anybody younger, 30 or younger, you know, it's not even happened in their lifetime almost. And I obviously know Chuck and Tony, and you know, you just hear all these battles that and it's like, it's these guys are still around. Like, I think Darren may have been involved in some of those back then.
And he was. And of course, all this is going on, a lot of it in the early to mid 90s, late 90s, down in Fort Oglethorpe, when Vic had Club California, then LA Fitness. And I remember first seeing Darren at Goals back in the early 90s, when he up on Hicks and Pike, when he was young, getting into competing. And it's hard to believe we're going back two or three decades of a local, you know, bodybuilders competing here in the Chattanooga area. But let's talk about where we are today. It was just announced, Matt, a couple of weeks ago, that the Mr. Tennessee State Championship is going to be here in Chattanooga.
Exactly, at the Convention Center right in downtown Chattanooga.
July 25th is the date for that event. And, Bo, I understand you're getting ready for it.
Yes, sir. Exactly five and a half weeks out today. So
it
comes out to be like 37 days, 11 hours. I got somewhere.
You know, when somebody's got it down to the hour, days and hours, they're getting ready.
So what's your goal of where you want to weigh in at?
I would like to weigh in low 250s.
Uh-huh.
Is that going to happen? I don't think so. I didn't take my off season as serious as I should have last year. So I'll probably come in high 240s.
Okay.
So I'm 248 for 249, but I'm anxious. I see a bunch of guys that are saying they're doing it. So I think it's going to be a really, really good show. I think it's going to be a good quality show, quality competitors. Alan and Becca, honestly, since they've taken over as Tennessee chairmen, they have done phenomenal work. There's some good shows out there.
It's got to make you feel good that it's going to be right here in your hometown, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Last time I did it was in Nashville 2 years ago, and it's a little bit little bit better knowing you're going to win it in your backyard. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I won't say win it, but see, it'd be nice to win it in the backyard.
I was going to say that shifts to, in the other sports, they call that the home court advantage.
Yeah.
And, we were talking off air of some of the guys that are doing it, and it's a stout lineup.
Yeah.
Evan, you mentioned him, Stan, who's in Gatlinburg, who also looks very good. But you compete against Evan in 18 also, is that right?
Yeah, so me and Evan competed in 2018 in the Tennessee. I won the Supers, and he won the light heavies. That was probably, to date, the best overall pose down I've ever had. That was the most excitement. It was intense. Evan's a great friend of mine, a great, great bodybuilder. He's done wonders with his physique, and he looks great. So, I'm telling you right now, if he shows up, I'm going to have to bring it because he looks great right now.
Yeah. So. What's a typical day for Bo?
Wake up in the morning, probably about 4 or 5, go do my cardio, and then the rest of the day, I actually have two jobs. I work Monday through Thursday landscaping with my dad, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm the weekend's operations supervisor at U.S. Express Enterprises.
Okay.
So basically, it's just sitting around either on the computer or on the mower, trying to get meals in between yards or meals in between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday seems to be a little bit better because we're all working from home right now. So I can just go heat up food and put it in the microwave. But when I'm working with my dad, he only gives me like 5 minutes to eat, and it's got to be cold, and I got to hurry. So,
oh yeah.
But yeah, it's just right now, it's just the grind. I love it. Mm-hmm. I live for it. Honestly, like if something were to happen and shows get called off for the rest of the year, it wouldn't disappoint me because it's more of a lifestyle for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoy eating clean. I enjoy going to the gym. But yeah, it's fun right now.
Yeah. Well, we're about to come to a close. For those out there listening that want to kind of follow your path in bodybuilding, how's the best way for them to do that?
On Instagram, it's Bo, BEAU _ Weiss, WEISS. And then on Facebook, I guess it would be just Bo Weiss.
Just search Bo Weiss. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Bo, thank you so much. Anything else you want to say, Matt?
As far as I know, this is the first bodybuilding show I've heard of anybody having. So, like, this is like the start of the season. I think there's been a lot of people out there, bodybuilding fans and like me, that's just, missing it. And we're ready to see some bodybuilding. And this, I challenge everybody in Chattanooga, if this is anything that you've been curious about, this is a great show to get your feet wet on. Like we said, the competition's gonna, the level of competition is gonna be very high, and right here in town, hopefully there's no reason to not go. And it's gonna be very well run. You mentioned Alan, he's done, I agree 100%, unbelievable job as state chairman. So it'll be first class event, and I would just encourage everybody to come out and check it out. And and we have a hometown person here you can go out and root for, even if you don't know him. Mm-hmm. He's local, so it helps when you're watching an event. Sometimes it helps if you have a little familiarity with it's like cheering for your hometown sports team.
Well, after folks hearing this podcast, they're gonna feel like they do know him.
I hope so.
So again, this is going to be coming up July the 25th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. The Tennessee State Championship, is that what it would be properly called, Matt? So get out there and support bodybuilding, and especially here in our hometown of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Bo, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Matt, it is about time for us to come to a close. Another great podcast today.
Yeah, another great inspirational story. I hope people can be inspired by that. And I tell you what, I love what he said, that even if something were to happen and it works out where we're not able to have events and shows, that he's not really going to be that disappointed, because he's loving training, he's loving what he's doing, and he's having fun.
Yeah.
And when it all comes down to it, that's what all this is really about.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. And of course, too, Bo's got a lot of years ahead of him. He's just about to turn 35.
Yeah, that's a young guy right there. Yeah. So, he's got time to make the most out of it.
Yeah, he certainly does. And Matt, before we put closure on today's podcast, let folks know where they can find you. There may be somebody out there listening that is like Bo was back in 2012, that's just getting started, has that dream and ambition to be a Bo or to be a Matt Davis or be a Tony McKinney. Tell us how you can be of help, where they can find you, and a little bit about the train station.
So also remember, Bo was best friends with one of the greatest bodybuilders in our modern time. So everybody may not have that, but hopefully, you know, they could reach out and I could still be of help to them. Mm-hmm. Instagram is Matt Davis, IFBB Pro, Matt Davis on Facebook. Email is trainstationhickson@yahoo.com. So any of those three is a way to reach out. And basically what Julie and I do is, you know, I describe it to people like we try to, you know, yeah, we cover the nuts and the bolts of, you know, this is the best way to train this body part. Here's an idea on this body part and the mechanics of actually working out. But a lot of what we do is help people put the puzzle pieces together to suit them as to what type of nutrition program do you need to follow? What type of training may or may not be good for you? You know, we talk about sleep, we talk about recovery, we talk about all of these factors that really need to work together. And, you know, there's no right and wrong answers in all that, but it's really about getting the pieces to fit together the right way. And that's my best analysis kind of what we do at the train station.
All right. Thanks for sharing that. And of course, we're going to continue to tell a lot of great stories. We're going to continue to share stories about bodybuilding, health, fitness, and lifestyle, because the bodybuilding world is part of a lifestyle.
You know, it was also good to have, we have Bo in the studio today, you know, and he's the first bodybuilder that we've had in, right? We've done phone conversations. And so, you know, if anybody can make it to the show, you come out and you know, he's a impressive guy to be around, you know, is just totally as far agree. As what he's accomplished with his physique. So, It's that helps it seem like we're getting back to normal.
Yeah, it certainly does. And we all need a little bit of normal in our lives. So it was good to have Bo join us here in the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga studio. Matt, thank you again for another podcast.
Yeah, this one was a lot of fun,
and,
as always.
We will do it again.
Yeah, I hope so soon.
All right, that does it for this edition of Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. Continue to listen to our podcast as we'll be bringing you more great conversations, guests, and topics in the world of fitness, health, and bodybuilding. Go to your favorite podcast platform, search Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download, click on the subscribe button for all future podcasts. For Matt Davis, I'm Sean Whitfield. Take care of yourself and each other. Thank you so much for listening.